Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we got another Cowboys segment packed in here for you. Mickey Spagnuolo going to sit down on the tennis courts in just a minute, give us the very latest on the injuries, give us the latest on how things are going. Really seems like the offense has turned the corner over the last couple of days, Jeffrey.
Yeah, the offense has gotten it together after being kind of getting their butts kicked by the defense the first day or two that Amari Cooper didn't participate in practice. He's still nursing a heel, but the last couple of days they've looked pretty darn good. And I saw Sean Sharif. I really enjoyed it. He's basically been asking everybody around here to give Dak a grade for training camp, and they range anywhere from B+ to C+. And I wonder, like, watching him out here.
That's good, because he's usually a F to a D when it comes to practice.
Holy cow.
But he's not that in games for the most part. I mean, he's just not a very great practice player.
And I agree that the range would be somewhere in there. And I guess in deference to John Kitna, we would have to acknowledge we don't know exactly what they're working on at any given moment. But I do know when a guy misses a throw and when he doesn't. And Dak's been pretty good. I haven't seen any sort of giant leap from him in terms of accuracy. He looks similar to the same player, but, you know, the hope isn't, at least to me, the hope isn't that there's about to be this astronomical leap in individual talent or ability for Dak Prescott. It's that the things around him are working in a different way that makes life easier on him and on the offense.
Awesome. All right. That's a good preview of discussions we'll be having with Mickey Spagnuolo and other guests throughout this remaining 3 hours of our training camp coverage. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks. It's brought to you by Albertsons. Yesterday, we chatted with 96, Malik Collins, third year out of Nebraska. And we'll go ahead and play that interview for you right here. And then Mickey Spagnuolo will be with us to update the Amari Cooper and Sean Lee injuries here in about 10 minutes on your home of the Cowboys. In his fourth season out of Nebraska, it's big number 96, defensive tackle for the Cowboys, Malik Collins, joining us on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How are you doing
today? Good afternoon. Appreciate you having me.
Okay, so it's great to have you. Thanks for making some time for us. They're saying you're looking quicker in camp. Do you agree? And if so, why do you think that might be?
A testament to me being healthy. Past 3 years, I haven't really been healthy. It's my first training camp, going all the way through it, and I feel great.
Did you do anything different this offseason to make sure you stayed healthy, or you think it's just your due to be healthy finally?
I think it's just my due. You know, I'm blessed to be healthy. It's my it's my first offseason really getting to go through and do my own type of training, the different things I like to do, and you know, it's paying off so far. We'll see.
Okay, what is the kind of training you like to do? What are those things?
Due to me having foot problems in the past, I do a lot of sand work to work those small muscles in the feet, and just building up ankle mobility, you know, to make sure I'm flexible.
That's good for afterwards, too, because you're already on the beach for whatever you want to do next.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. So far in camp, I've been telling people one of my favorite things to watch, and I think for most fans, one-on-one is the most exciting, whether it's fair or not. But one-on-one is the most exciting, and you against whether it's Zach before the back or whether it's against Connor, it's like a war. And that's the most fun for, at least for me, to watch. But going through those, do you guys look forward to that? Or, like, Travis Frederick told us that he hates one-on-ones because he's like, it's not fair. Yeah. You know, there should be other people around me. Do you guys look forward to that part of camp?
Well, I think they got the advantage.
See, he thinks you have the advantage.
I think they got the advantage. They know the snap count. It's no ball. We don't know when the ball is going to be snapped, so we got to go off their movement so they get the jump. And they got to protect the dot. They can wall us off. Tackle stand in the way and try to trip you up as you're getting off the ball. If you align wide like I do. And, you know, so I look at it like, you know, they got the advantage.
How do you do? Do you set personal goals? Because I've, you know, watching camp, I picked two breakout guys on defense, you and Xavier. Those are the two guys that just watching you practice, it's like, wow, that's it's all there right now.
Yeah.
And so I've got you as the second leading sack guy on the team. I'm very sorry. I got Tank ahead of you.
Yeah.
But do you set any personal statistical goals, or how does your goal setting go?
For sure. I got a lot of goals for myself.
How many can you share?
They're personal.
Okay.
You said it right.
Now, is that a hot boy mantra, or is that a personal one?
It's more of a personal. I feel like I left a lot out there, and I got to get my get back.
Okay. How frustrating is it when, like you said, it's been nothing but health, you know? Those 3 years, every year in camp when you're out there, it looks good. It looks like you're getting it all together.
Yeah.
So how do you internally, like, are there things that you do to try to help yourself realize, you know, the things you can't control? Like, do you do reading on stuff like that, or is it just move on to the next day?
Well, you know, Coach Marinelli, he gives us a lot of we get a lot of, like, personal messages when we in our meetings and things like that, things that relate to different guys that's in the meeting with us, just things that different guys are going through. You know, he's pretty good with helping us get through whatever we're going through. So,
you know, just a couple of years ago, Tank was in a very similar spot where 3 years he'd flashed, but he'd been hurt, so he couldn't have the kind of year that he knew that he could have. So, and then he, you know, broke out in year four, and obviously the rest is history. Are your goals that big?
Most definitely.
Go Tank on the world. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
So yesterday, Coach Garrett was a little bit, it seemed like, frustrated at practice, saying, hey, you guys aren't ready. You're not as maybe, you know, I can't remember everything he said. But do you feel like right now there's a little bit of lull in training camp, that you've been here for almost 2 weeks? There hasn't been a preseason game. Do you feel like right now is a grind in training camp?
Most definitely. I think camp is a grind. I'm not the biggest fan of training camp myself, but, you know, when you go out there and you put on that mindset, you know, you get out there and, you know, that's what you got to do in order to make it through the season. So, make it to and through the season. So, you know, go out there and try to perfect your craft. It's nothing like doing meaningful work, you know. A bunch of people don't have the ability to do meaningful work, and working hard at something that, you know, it can pay off.
Connor Williams looks a little bit different this year. To us watching, it looks, you know, a year ago he was doing box jumps 8 feet in the air, and it feels like maybe the offensive line told him, hey, we're not supposed to get that high in the air, we're supposed to be fatter. Yeah. It looks like he's got more of an anchor this year. When you go against him, is it different?
Most definitely. He was one of the offseason award winners this year, and you know, I think it's paying off for him.
Did you win an award?
Nah, you know, I'm just a regular honorable mention guy.
Oh no. You know, What do you do to win one of those awards? Are there benchmarks? Is it workout
you
stuff?
You know, I don't know. You know, I haven't had the ability to win one of those.
Did you feel like you might have done enough this year?
Huh?
You feel like you might have done enough this year? Got slighted?
Apparently not.
Mm-mm.
There was Apparently a snub not. Situation going on with Wojcik.
Yeah, no D lineman won it. That's crazy, right? No hot boys.
Oh, they got jealous because you guys got the hot boys' attention. They didn't want you to get any more.
Straight up.
If Malik Collins isn't playing football, what does Malik Collins like to do?
I like cars. I love cars, actually. I love putting cars together.
Are you working on one right now?
Yeah, I'm working on a few of them, but.
What are they?
I'm a fan of G-bodies, so I like Monte Carlos and Cutlasses, things like that.
Is there a certain year or decade that you like in those? Or
I say the 80s right now, but I got a few on my goals that I'm going to get to.
So you can do the work on them, though, and take apart the carburetors or whatever needs to happen?
I'm not doing all that. I believe in LS swapping things, too, so I don't even want carburetors anymore. So
LS swapping? Now, what's that?
It's where you put a LS motor into an old school, and you...
Oh, okay. You know. Now, I'm sorry, I'm a little naive here, but what is an LS motor?
It's just the this generation motor. So,
okay.
Like a motor out of a Corvette or SS
cool.
Camaro or ZL1
Hold
Camaro
on. Are you going to have a 1980s Monte Carlo hybrid? You going to get good gas mileage?
Nah. Gas mileage would be terrible due to the horsepower.
Okay. So are you looking forward to the cars that you could buy if this season goes the way that you plan?
I'm looking forward to the cars I'm going to buy after season, yeah.
What's your dream vehicles to acquire?
Probably 87 Grand National.
Really?
That's... Oh, they drag race those, don't they? Like, those have a ton of horsepower. Isn't that one of those ones?
Came with a twin turbo setup. Probably a lot of people say one of the best cars ever built, but stock, how it comes, but.
So is this new? I mean, I grew up in the 80s, so to think of the 80s as a classic car, I think, is what you're describing here, is kind of different to me, but you guys are the next generation, so I get it. Yeah. When I was growing up, it was the 60s Mustangs,
for sure.
But now it's the 80s. But the 80s are a real legitimate, like, credible classic car genre, for lack of a better words now?
I mean, well, most of them stock, they came slow. Most of them had 305s in them. Some of them had 350s. But they were slow cars. When you think of like the 60s cars and stuff like that before they had all the...
Oh, yeah. 289s and stuff. Yeah. So what's Rod's nickname for you?
Rosie.
Rosie?
Yeah.
Where's that come from?
Rosie Greer from the Fearsome Foursome.
Okay. I think I'm still...
Man, we've got all these references out. That are either too early or too late, I think, happening.
I might have to Google that.
I know who Rusty Greer is.
Yeah.
Outfielder for the Rangers in the 90s.
You got to know.
Okay. We're going old school here with Rosie Greer. Now it's starting to make sense a little bit.
What were your TV shows growing up?
Fresh Prince, Hey Arnold, Arthur.
Okay.
Arthur's number one, though.
Okay.
Now, was that PBS?
Was it PBS? Yeah. Okay, what, Nickelodeon? Okay. Fresh Prince is a good one. It was on a show I was watching last night. Something about Spin the Wheel. We were watching Spin the Wheel. There was a Fresh Prince reference. You like game shows?
I like Family Feud.
Yes. Because of Steve Harvey?
I watched it before Steve Harvey, too, though, but it's good.
Okay.
Malik Collins, thank you so much. Best of luck to you. We know you now, so we're going to be pulling extra hard for you, so go give him hell. We got an extra question coming in.
Do you ever get loud on the field? You seem very just kind of laid back and quiet and smooth. Do you get loud on the field?
Nah, I keep my composure pretty well.
Not. What about now? Because like it's the end of training camp. It's time for a fight.
It's the end.
Well, I'm sorry. It's 2 weeks into training camp.
We're leaving tomorrow.
We leave tomorrow, so it's over. Yeah, it's over. But it's about time for a fight. Are you ever the one that is involved in the beginning of that?
Nah, you got to be tried to get fought. Right? You got to be tried to get.
I like
in the
that
fight.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Nobody's even trying you.
I don't know. I just
state champion wrestler, so it's not a good idea.
Oh, really?
Nah, I'm not saying like all that, but I'm just saying. You know. Somebody got to step to you and disrespect you before a fight happens. So,
man, I bet you were a problem. What'd you wrestle at? 255 pounds or something?
85.
285.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Malik the Freak Collins. Right? That's fair, right? You're big. You're quick. That's a compliment, right, when you hear a freak?
Yeah.
Malik the Freak?
Sure.
That wouldn't be a bad one? Okay, maybe we'll work it in a little bit.
Okay, now we can end it. I'm sorry.
Okay, best of luck to you. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you. There he is, big Malik Collins on your home of the Cowboys.
Appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Thank you. All right, great stuff there from Malik Collins. And Jeff was right. We recorded that yesterday before practice. They went out and had a fight. Yeah. Tristan Hill mixed it up. Who did he mix it up? I forget.
It was Tristan Hill and was it Connor?
An offensive lineman.
Yeah.
He was fighting an offensive lineman yesterday. But, yeah, that's the point of camp we're getting to. Malik Collins, so laid back, apparently likes to go fast. Takes 80s cars and puts Corvette engines in them. That sounds cool. I also liked the way that he put no qualifier on his plans to purchase new vehicles at the end of the season. Not if it goes well.
Yeah, it's going well. Yeah, planning to buy a bunch.
He's going to buy all the Buick LeSabres and put
right. At least it won't cost that much, right?
It truly goes to the motivation that you've talked about. You asked Jerry Jones 3 or 4 years ago off of somewhat of Jay Ratliff once he was super awesome, got his contract and said, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to put my body through this or anything like that. And I'm not saying Malik Collins is going to do that, but think of the motivation he has there.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible. His
money's already not all spent, but his money in his mind, he is ready for that contract because he has ideas with
it's
that
happening.
Money.
It's the power of the secret. Whatever your mind truly believes, you will make more likely to become manifested. So that's why I asked him, did you do anything this offseason to stay healthy? That's what Tank did.
Yeah.
You know, and it didn't sound like he did a lot. You know, but then he started talking about doing his kind of training in the sand work. And, man, if you're out there in the sand quite a bit, I mean, just running for a half mile in the sand is incredible how your feet start to ache and your muscles start to fatigue in different ways.
Maybe he was just on the beach.
You know? Maybe just hanging out on the beach.
Maybe he was just hanging out.
He is ready for camp to be over, though, isn't he?
Everyone is. Yes. I assure you, everyone is. Everybody likes to play football. They don't necessarily like to prepare to play football.
I wonder how much they're looking forward to Hawaii. There is a trip here in about 5 days they get to go on. They have to go to San Francisco, then come back here for a few days, and then they do get like a four-day period of Hawaii.
Maybe some of the younger guys, but the older guys, I mean, even if you're just on a rookie deal, you've been to a couple of beach vacations.
Yeah. All I hear with Hawaii is super long flight.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
The report
does not bother the Dawson family, as we found out today.
No, long flight, long drive. Let's do it. Let's travel it up together. The report on Connor Williams is fun, though, and that one's, you know, the players who could potentially take a big step and transform how we look at this team, it's Connor Williams. And to hear from Malik Collins talk about how much stronger he is, that has some serious potential to alter dynamics.
He's a full-size fat boy these days. He knows what he's supposed to be. You got to get that weight on.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.